Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Changes, Father, in us. Let it cleanse us. Let it make us brand new. We give ourselves to that process. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. We know the 4 Sundays get a little tight in time, but that's okay. We want the Holy Spirit to have His way. So I'm just going to take just a few minutes of your time. Just a few minutes, because that's all I have. Let's go to 2 Peter, or if you're a Hebrew scholar, 2 Kepha. What I wanted to kind of share with you today, you know, the United States is about to observe a holiday where, you know, you take off work, you go to the store and try to get some stuff to cook with, and you trying to figure out what you're going to do on that day, who cooking, whose house we going to go to, what dish we going to make, and try to figure out, you know, who's coming over to the house, who's invited, who's not. You go through a whole plethora of thoughts, and some folks say, I don't feel like cooking. Where are we going? And so it turns into something else. But I'm so thankful for the kingdom. Because if we were in our kingdom state of mind, we'd have a whole nother view on what the country is calling Thanksgiving. And problem is that some of us don't really know what it means to be thankful. And so I'm going to help. Yes, I'm going to try to help you for a second here. So when we go to 2 Peter or Kepha, basically in the first chapter and the 12th verse, you got to say, I got it. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. What that's saying is, if we leave it on the scripture, I'm not going to not do my job. I'm not going to be negligent. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, which is keep you in remembrance. You know, when it comes to the things of Yahweh and what he does for us, sometimes we have a short memory. It's almost like he's only as good as his last blessing. You know, my thanks only goes to that last blessing, and then, you know, he needs to do something else. He needs to show me something else. And then the stuff that he does for you, you thank him in that moment, and then you walk away from it. And so a lot of times we don't remember what he's done for us. We don't recognize that we are blessed for the things that he did for us 10, 20 years ago. Had it not been for him stepping in, we wouldn't be in the present day. But a lot of times, we are not thinking about that. So we forget. So somebody said, well, I ain't forgotten. No, yeah. When you complain about stuff, you forgot. So I'm not going to be negligent in putting you always remembrance of these things. And it says, though you know them. You know what he... Tell your neighbor, you know. You know what he's done. You know what he's brought you out of. You know what he's delivered you from. You know what he's healed you. You know that he delivered you. You know he made changes. You know he transformed. You know that. But a lot of times you don't act like you know. But tell them one more time, you know. And you establish in the present truth. You know what that's saying? That's like you thinking about what's happening right now. You establish in what's happening right now, but you're not thinking about what happened back then. So we need to bring you up to remembering what he did. So when we go to the next verse, it says what? Yay, I think it meet. Meaning, the definition of meet is appropriate. So I think it's appropriate. As long as I am in this tabernacle, meaning that as long as I am in this body, this humanness, I need to let y'all know what's up, what's happening. And I love this next verse. To stir you up by putting you in remembrance. See, when you think about the goodness of Yahweh and what he's done for you, you can't help but get stirred up. When I heard my uncle's testimony out of his mouth, not about everybody else's, but out of his own mouth and what Yahweh did for him, I'm stirred up. Anybody else stirred up? I'm stirred up. Because, hey, what he did for him, he can do what? For you. Tell your neighbor, we next. That means whatever it is that we need, whatever it is that he needs to come through for us for, we ready. Because we know that he's able. So if you ain't stirred up on that, I don't know what can stir you up. If you're not stirred up on the power and the manifestation of prayer, and when prayer actually happens and we pray for something and he actually does what he said he's able to do, I'm stirred up. Ooh, cook. So, knowing that shortly I must, or we must, put off this tabernacle, even as our Yahushua Mashiach hath what? Showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decrees to have these things always in remembrance. So when I'm gone and the other people are gone, you still remember, after we've come through and reminded you and stirred you up, that you'll keep these things. And that's the problem. We live in a society that everything is taking our attention. Everything is grabbing at our attention. And we don't remember the things that Yahweh's done. We don't remember the answered prayer. We don't remember all of the blessings and the things that he bestowed upon us. I mean, your car is probably 10 years old, but he gave you that car. And then you complaining about the car, but you forgot that. Do y'all remember when you got something new? But this is the trip about it. When I've got something new, the newness lasts. And then where are we at? What's next? Some of y'all just got a car last month, and now you're thinking about what your next car gonna be. So, do we really understand the definition of being thankful? So, let's go here. Let's go to Psalm. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, the name of Psalms is actually Tehillim. We have that there. We need to understand what it means to be thankful. So when we see the word thanksgiving used in the Bible, we have to look at the Greek and Hebrew words that correspond to that to get the full meaning. And you know that's what we are. We're the church of truth. So we're seeking what? Truth. And so anytime we see thanksgiving, anytime we see thanks, anytime we see bless, it's an expression of praise. So let's, no, go there yet. I ain't there yet. I want to read it. So it says, and we've all said this before. We know this scripture. I don't even have to put it up here because you know by heart, right? So the 100th Psalm says, enter in to his gates with thanksgiving, right? And into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and what? Bless his name. And so when we see this, basically, we've read this, but I don't even think that you guys have even been observing it, because when you walk through those doors, I don't hear the thanksgiving. Do we always hear the thanksgiving? I don't hear that when you move into the court, I don't hear the praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I dare say that sometimes I don't hear the bless. Well, how do I know? Because I'm looking for truth. So when I look into the word thanksgiving, the beauty is I see expressions of thanksgiving. And basically what it is when you see thanksgiving, it's todah. Say todah. And todah is an extension of the hand offering a sacrifice. So you enter into his gates with what? So that means you offering up what? Praise. So I'm entering into his gates with todah. Somebody just... When you come in, you should. We don't always see that. It's an action. It's an expression of praise when we think about Thanksgiving, right? You see it, right? Next one is enter to his thanks, get thanks for Thanksgiving into his courts with praise. Well, praise is barak, a shabak. And shabak is loud, boisterous expression. Is there a Shabbat in the house? Yeah. Oh, okay. So where's the todah? Into his gates with todah. Hey. Hey. And then into his courts with Shabbat. Yeah. All right. Okay. Be thankful. Yada. Well, the beauty of yada is that it's a casting. It's like you're thrown up. Not just your hands, but you're an expression of praise. You're casting that praise out publicly. It's not like you, hallelujah. You know how we do? Hallelujah. Or we keep it on the inside. Even though it's something that you're doing, you need to publicly. And I keep on going back to my uncle because he made it a point. He said, I must come into this house and publicly declare to the people what he's done for me. So basically, he's throwing out his praise and his thanksgiving publicly. Amen. Be thankful unto him and bless. Barak. It's a kneeling and adoration. You're giving honor to the one who deserves the adoration. Now, sometimes if you can't kneel, it's just like a bowing of the head. It's because I don't deserve what you're doing for me. So I humbly just bow down before you. I humbly just offer it up to you. Does anybody have a Barak, a blessing? You just kind of like bow before him. So when we look at this, this is all this outward expression, and that's cool. I love that. I believe that we should do that. But when we do the Todah, right? When we do the Yada, we shouting it out, or we do the Barak, we're in adoration. People see that. We're doing it. It's an action. When we do the praise, the Shabbat. But that's an outward expression, right? But when you do that, are you really feeling what you... I just told you to do it, but is it something that you are really feeling? See, it don't mean nothing when I tell you, give him the praise. And you're like, hey! It's just like those people that come. I hate this, and my wife knows I hate it. Pastor, you said, hey, yeah, I hate it. When it's my birthday and I go to a restaurant, don't tell people it's my birthday. I don't want those strangers coming into my table. Because this is what happens. They say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. They don't even know my name. Happy birthday to you. And then they run away like this. They didn't want to do that. But it's their job to act like they're happy that it's your birthday. But really, they're rolling their eyes. They don't want to see it all. They're like, if we could see what was happening behind the scenes, they're in the kitchen like, oh God, it's another birthday. But they got to do that because we're paying them. And they want a tip. So they're going to smile in your face and later on talk behind your back. So I tell my wife always, you know, don't tell them. I don't care if it's free. I don't care if it's free ice cream. I don't want that. I want some genuine. I want somebody genuinely happy for me. You know, I want to be surrounded by folks that really are expressing the love to me, and they really mean it, and it's not just an outward show, but it's something that they feel on the inside. I mean, is that too much to ask for some truth, for some sincerity? But hey, if you want to get your freebie, you go ahead. You want to get your free ice cream, I'm not telling you not. Go have at it. I'm just telling you what I do and what I want. But it's almost like you can do all the Todah you want to, and all the Yada, and all the Barak, and all the Shabbat, but is it really in you? The Thanksgiving expression is an outward expression. But if we want to really get to the root of it, what actually is, it's a different word. That word is called gratitude. Because gratitude is something not that you do, like the verb stuff, but gratitude is what you are. That's the now. I am grateful. I am thankful. And sure enough, if there's an outward expression, cool. But Yahweh, I want you to know that I'm really feeling this. Because see, people are always quick to throw up, he know my heart, he know my heart. That's the problem. He knows your heart. He know the darkness that's going on up in there. You can't fool him. Some of y'all, you just respond just because I told you to respond. But are you really feeling that hallelujah? Are you you really feeling that? Thank Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Are you really? Is that something that's really on the inside? And see, somebody brought this to my attention, and I'm just going to say this. I don't always say to you guys, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, because I don't want it to become something that we just do. And I told you, don't always come. Don't just say praise him. If you just doing, if you don't feel it, just don't call his name. I only want people saying praise Yahweh that really, truly are feeling an unction to praise their God. Don't just do it because I asked you to do it. Do it because it's in you. Right? So when we see the definition of gratitude, it's the quality of being thankful. The readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Gratefulness, thankfulness, thanks, appreciation, indebtedness. But see, the problem with just regular Thanksgiving, even in this day and age, people don't say thank you anymore. I mean, I'd be holding doors open for men and women. You know, just because I'm at the door, I'm like, I hold the door open, and then they walk right through. They don't say nothing. I mean, even in this day and age, just, you know how we do, brothers. You know, we don't really say it verbally. We just be like, yeah. So I hold the word of the, be like, the definition of that is what? Thanks. You know, because sometimes we too cool to say thanks, so we what? Yeah. But some, you don't even get that. But what is that telling us? That means that when we do something, there is an exchange. I'll give you a thank you, but only if you have done something for me. Right? If you've done something for me, I'll say thank you. And a lot of times, this is a reaction. It's a response. But are you really thankful? Because some people say, thanks. See, you know. You feel like you've done something for somebody. Here you go. You went out and spent all that time walking through the malls trying to find them a gift for Christmas or whatever, and then you give it to them, and you have this, like, you have this expectation. You don't know what to expect, but I think you expect them to like it. You think you expect them to be thankful, and then they unwrap it, and they be like, oh, thanks. But they said, thank you, but expression, they did it, but were they really sincerely? So that's what gratitude is. Gratitude is actually that state. What is your gratitude? And gratitude is an attitude. It's what you are, right? So are you really in a thankful gratitude? Are you in gratitude? Are you great, just grateful? So when we look at the Hebrew word for that, I love this. Let's look at that. Hakarat hatov. Say hakarat hatov. So we saw the English definition of gratitude, and that's cool. It's the state of being. But when we see the Hebrew definition of gratitude, it means recognizing. Say recognizing the good. It could be good from 10 years ago. It could be good from 20 years ago. Let me give you an example. Maybe you lost your job. Does that happen? But you still have your family. You're still able to walk. You're still able to talk. You're still able to think properly. You still have a roof over your head. You still have a way to get around. So that's good. But see, we're always programmed to just be, we looking for the next blessing. Bless me. What the next blessing? But what about the good that we just experience on a daily basis? Just by the mere fact that you woke up this morning. Whoa. He didn't have to. But you got to recognize the good. Even when the scriptures say, all things are working together for our what? Good. There's always something that we can look upon that's what? So when I'm thinking about the good, and you know, maybe you could be in a wheelchair. But even in the wheelchair, you got the arms. You can propel the wheelchair. That's good. You know where to go. That's good. Maybe you got one of them motorized wheelchairs. Hey. That's what? Good. Because there's some stuff that you might not have. And that's the problem. You're not Hakarada Hatoli. You're not recognizing the good. That's the problem with us. It means you're practicing. Practicing means what? We got to keep. You got to, some. Trust me, I know. Sometimes you got to work to find the good. You know, because you don't always feel that. Society is programmed when something goes bad, everything's bad. But in the kingdom of Yahweh, no. We know that the things that are seen are subject to change. They're temporary. They're temporal. You might see some bad stuff, but it's not going to hang around. You got to hold on and keep looking for all the good stuff. Hey, yeah, maybe I lost my job. Hey, but I'm able to get a new job. I mean, and hey, maybe I lost that job because I'm going to get some more money at the next job. My God knows what he's doing. So when we talk about Thanksgiving, we got to recognize the good. Right? And the Hebrew way of looking at this, it says, recognizing the good that is already yours. The things that he's done good for you, say it's mine. Nobody can take that away from me. The things that he does, the goodness, you know what? Hey, I live in a tent. But if I got shalom and peace of mind, hey, come on. I'm in my right mind. Let's go. I can endure this because I know that the God I serve is always working things out for my what? So basically, when you are Hakarat Hatovim, you're not looking for an exchange. You're just grateful because you have so much love for your God. You have so much adoration for the one that you serve that whatever happens in your life, you're still Hakarat Hatov. Because guess what? No matter what happens, he's still God. He's still Yahweh. He's still on the throne. He's still God. Tell your neighbor, he's still God. And what did Job said? He said, though he slay me, if I don't care if God slays me, I will yet trust him. I will yet serve him. And that's how you, when you get up in the morning, hey, thank you. I am grateful that I can take a breath this morning. And you know what the Yehudis or the Jews do? They actually have prayers that they do. When they wake up every morning, they say the prayer. See, some of y'all, when you do that lunch, when you get them chicken McNuggets on Tuesday, or them wings from Wingstop, some of y'all just dig right into them. But you ain't said no prayer of thanks. Blessed Father. Hey, if the folks didn't cook the, if these wings are 2 weeks old, they've been sitting out the freezer. Father, bless it. If them crabs been sitting on the table, if that gumbo been bubbling up on the, I don't know. But you better bless it. You better thank, hey, and thank you for it. And if there's something wrong with it, take it out. But some of y'all be like, they said thank you. You know, sometimes I've been in situations where I had $10 on my ATM card, Lord, and I needed to get a Happy Meal. True story. So, see, some of y'all might complain that you had $10, but sometimes you got to be thankful. Hey, Father, I have $10. I mean, I could be negative. Because that's what the banks will do that now. They'll let you draw all down a negative. And then charge you for the negative. A check come in, and my account is minus 25, and then they'll put minus, extra minus 35. So you've heard. Yeah, I've heard it too. But if you positive $10... I'll praise Yahweh. See, you gotta thank him for the, you gotta find the good. Because I'm hungry, I got $10 in my account, and I need to find a place that I can buy two things for 99 cents. Thank you, Yahweh, for the 99 cent value menu. Does anybody, wait, y'all act like y'all eat better than that. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes I want the 99 cent burger. See, you trying to act, wait, no. See, y'all trying to act all sedity like, I don't know nothing about fast food. You know, sometimes it's like that. They're selling Maruchan noodles for 40 cents. Does anybody know what I'm talking about with Maruchan noodles? When you ain't got no money, that pot of noodles is good. Sure enough, sometimes I've had a meal. Somebody, give me the other company that does it so these other folks know what I'm talking about. Top Ramen. What's the other one? Cup of Noodles. Cup of Noodles. She said, yeah, Cup of Noodles. But you need to be like this.
Thank you.
If Cup of Noodles is what's here, thank you for the Cup of Noodles. I could be hungry. I could have had nothing, but you provided some cup of noodles, and I thank you for it. That's Hakarat Hatov. In whatever state that I'm in, whatever happens, I am still giving my God the praise. I'm still acknowledging him. And some of y'all complaining that somebody didn't bring the right sweet potato pie. Be thankful that you got. Wait, no, I said that wrong. You mad because somebody brought a pumpkin pie instead of sweet potato pie. And you're like, I don't want no pumpkin pie. But you didn't have to have no pie. You could be on Skid Row somewhere where somebody's trying to scoop you up a meal. But hallelujah, praise Yahweh, I thank you for whatever you provide me. True story. There's a singer out there, she done made some pies. She sold them at Walmart. And wait, check this out. The pies, they've been trying to sell them pies since September. The pie's been sitting on the shelf. See, anytime they do that Walmart special and they slash, that means it's not selling. And the reason why they slashing it, because it ain't going nowhere. So her pie's been slashed for the last 3 months, but this dude makes a video of her pies. a viral video that was funny and comical, and as soon as he made that video and it went viral, pies sold out. 2 days. $3 million worth of pies. $3 million worth of $3 pies. Ooh, that's a lot of pies. But the singer who this dude completely turned her situation around, I did that myself. My pies were already selling. Oh, really? Your pies weren't selling. And had it not been for the video, Pastor Tom wouldn't have been to 5 Walmarts looking for the pie. Yeah, I did. Because I wanted some sweet potato pie. And somebody said, Pastor Tom, that's all right. So I'm gonna make, okay. True story. I posted it. I never got the pie. It sold out. I couldn't get the pie. But I had a sister post. She said, Pastor Tom, Denise, she said, she posted on my Facebook. She said, I'm going to bring you a sweet potato pie. True story. So when I saw that Patty was not thankful for what the dude had done, I stopped looking for the pie.
All right.
And Yahweh provided Sister Denise Beck to give Pastor Tom a sweet potato pie, and I'm thankful. Who needs a patty pie when you got a Denise pie? Made with love. Made with love. Way with concern. I don't need no patty pie Walmart. Denise, I'm going to give you my address. I'll tell you where to go. But I'm thankful. And when you go sit down at these tables, wherever you are, don't just be thankful. Hakarat. Atov. See, everybody's not sitting down to a turkey meal. Somebody may be sitting down to a cup of noodles. But whatever your situation is, if you really are in the gratitude, hakarat hatav. And all I just want to know is there, no, don't do this unless you're really ready to do this. Because I told you, you can shabak all you want. You can barak all you want. You can todah and yada all you want. But unless it's an inward expression, and that inward expression is revealed on the outside, that thanksgiving is actually coming out in Hakarat HaTov. So I just want to ask, is there anyone in Hakarat HaTov today? Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Jesus, thanking you. I don't even have to say for it, just thanking you. I don't have to wait for something to happen, I just thank you. I don't have to wait for you to do something for me, I just thank you. I thank you because you are God, you are Yahweh. Reason enough. Just because of who you are is reason enough to give you praise. It's reason enough to give you my thanksgiving. It's reason enough for me to offer it up. If we have not been thankful, if we have not been Hakarat HaTov, forgive us right now, Father Yahweh. Thank you for putting us in remembrance of what you've done, of how you manifested yourself, and how you moved on our behalf. We could not thank you enough. So we find the good in everything that you have given to us, your children. Just by the mere fact that you call us your children, we're thankful. We're grateful that you are our Father. So forgive us if we have not been in that gratitude state. Hakarahako. Minister to us and move in us. Help us to find the good in everything that is before us. The mere fact that you saved us and transformed our lives, we should be grateful and thankful every day. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you, Father, for transforming these lives here. Careful to give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Keep your head bowed. You may be seated. Keep your heads bowed. Just really quickly, though, I must do this. Maybe you are hearing what has transpired here today and you're saying, wow, you know, I want this relationship. I want this peace. I want this joy that everyone is feeling in this place. And you're saying, hey, I want that. Not just one day, but this one day, but I want it tomorrow and next week, next month, next year. I want it in my life. That is what we call a relationship. If that's something you desire, I can pray for you today for that. But you have to acknowledge that's something that you want. And if you want me to pray for you for that, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you today. Say, I want that. I want more. I want more. I want that relationship with the Savior. Maybe you're in a relationship, but you're not as close as you used to be. You want to be restored back. You know that he's been calling you and drawing you. If that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that, for restoration, for you to be restored where you need to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father Yabba, thank you for what you have delivered unto us today. Keep us in remembrance, Father, as we go through the course of this week. What you've done, what you're doing, and for what you will do. And we're careful to give you that glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Got it? We have... did not get a chance to participate in the Global Fund or the Liberia Fund, where we are building churches, digging wells of water, and building schools, and about to build a clinic in Liberia, and do things all over the world, you can raise your hand for that as well.